Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful that you could be with me for this podcast. We're gonna talk about something that is very difficult for people, and that is forgiveness. It is very, very difficult. This podcast is being recorded for April the 10th, 2022. In case you're keeping records, I'm sure you're not, but we have to do it. It's according to the law. So let's look at this whole idea of forgiveness and what is often termed as let go, releasing. You know, you look at people's deeds, you look at the things they've done, like Will Smith and what he did at the Academy Awards, which you look at it and you think, what is wrong with this guy? And these elite people have different problems than we do, in the sense that their problems are accentuated and ours are individuated, as I like to say. They have huge audiences they have to appeal to, and then we have only maybe friends or family to appeal to, but we have to live with it within ourselves, what we've said, what we've done, what we wish we hadn't done, all of those things. And everybody in this world has regrets about how they've lived their lives. And for the most part, people just look at their life and make some glorious excuse for why they did what they did, or their unkindness, or something that they've said or done that was unnecessary, really. And we make up stories about how bad we are, how right we were, how good we are, And all of these things that we do around and around and around are nothing but emotional premises that sustain the pedestrian mentality in me, whereby I'm just going to live my life in accord with what I think is right, and maybe joust with people. What we don't understand about ourselves, and we refuse to acknowledge, is the primitive side of us that is constantly at play within our life. And this primitive side runs from our DNA, and it is that we are fighting for our survival constantly. Whether you think you are or not really doesn't matter. Whether I think I am or not really doesn't matter. I am. You're fighting for your place in everything you do. You can't even go to Disneyland anymore without fighting for your place. And now it's become, well, pandemic, in my opinion, this hatred, this fear, this anger, this whole kit and caboodle of trying to find my place in this world and maybe elevate my place. And through unforgiveness, we do a lot of that. So I get a lot of emails about personal problems that people have. I don't read them on air, and I try to acknowledge as many of them as I can with emails. But the thing that I think is most important about everything is that all of our problems with each other could be solved through forgiveness, through letting go of my Greg Pennisms. And I've had to do it in my own life, and I'm sure you've had to do it in your life. I don't know how successful you've been, but everybody has something to do with that. So we're going to get into a couple of questions that I received. What was it? I think about 2 months ago. And here they are. First one comes from a gentleman named Todd. He lives in the Northeast. That's why people don't want me to know where they live, and I'm going to come and get them or something. I don't know. He went into a litany of the things that have been done to him and he's done to others, and how right he was about what he dished out and all of that, because it was right in his mind. He said, why can't I just let go of all of this? So many things, both good and bad, I just can't let go. There is a gene in our our body, and there are chemicals in our brain that are genetic and we inherit them. These chemicals and this gene that lives inside of our body is one where it has the memory of all of the lifetimes we have lived where there has been great difficulty, something that we've done or has been done to us that the part of us that came into this world was activated by the mother and the father, and they come together and create a tendency, a trait in my genetic nature. Now, I know this is kind of a lofty thought for a lot of people, but nevertheless, it is true. And I have experienced it in myself, in my meditations, and other people in therapy work I've done with meditation and getting people to see the, shall we say, bigger picture of their life. And it becomes very difficult to overcome the body. Now, I just want to say this. This is not an excuse, but it certainly is something that we all have to consider. Overcoming the human body with its genetic nature, its hormones, its chemicals, its traits, is a very difficult thing to do because we are impulsed to do and say things we wish we hadn't. Now, I am sure, for instance, Will Smith right now is sitting there thinking to himself, why in the hell did I do that? What is it? And his statement, love makes you do crazy things, is not an excuse, but it is accurate. Human love makes people do crazy things. Things that are inappropriate, unkind, and eventually that we have to live with for the rest of our life based on our karma. So you start to really look at it and realize that the only way out is to transcend true forgiveness. It is an interesting thought. Have you ever truly forgiven? I mean, really, when you sit down in your life and you got this stupid bucket list that people think they have to have and that they have to do before they die, the one great achievement would be forgiveness. Not going to the Andes or going to, you know, the Himalayas or going to see things in other countries and smoking weed and all of that stuff that people do. No. What would be the greatest bucket list thing you could do but forgive? Forgive yourself, for you realize you know not what you do, and forgive others and realize they know not what they do. That is something that most people just can't do, won't do. The genetic pull, and that's what you're suffering from here, Todd. You're suffering from your physiology, your state of psychology coming out of your physiology, and of course, all of the genes and chemicals in your body that are telling you, get ready for a fight, because we like to fight. Everything we do in America has something to do with fighting. We call it competition, but that's a polite way of saying fighting. And in my estimation, to live this way is to live in a total hell. And it is not good for the next life and the next life and all the things that we will face. I can't say this enough to you. I know it's there's YOLOs that think you only live once, but you know, that's just a cop-out. It doesn't really matter what they think. What is prevalent, what is real, is not nihilism, but life. And life is much bigger than the nihilism we have used to kind of whitewash our minds so we don't have to deal with the pedigree of our genetics and our DNA. But nevertheless, this is what it is, and this is the way we are. So it is difficult because, Todd, you would have to transcend your body. You would have to forgive, and that humiliation, that forgiveness, blessed are the poor in spirit, as Jesus put it, is so deeply important. It goes beyond the ideals of right and wrong, good and bad. We undermined our own life. We undermined it in so many ways, and we are the ones that make our life what it is. It isn't God. It isn't life. It isn't the fates. We create our own fate. So my answer to you is get involved with your within. That's my push. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Randy in Los Angeles. He says, I don't like what I've become. I don't like what people say of me. And yet I feel very defensive about all of it. What can I do to change my image with people? And then he goes into experiences he's had or done and said that weren't very kind. The work is not to make my life what I want it to be and to change my image. I'm here to free myself from the many past lives I've had. The many past lives I've had where I was unkind, I was selfish, I was prideful. Are all these things wrong? No, you have to understand they come out of DNA and genetics. You have to understand how you're built. And I think every teenager starting in the beginning of junior high school should have to read the following books before they graduate from high school. Homo Deus, Sapiens, and Behave. I think that these things are very important. You have to understand yourself. I had a student who, I have a student who I dearly love very, very much. She is a millennial and while very smart, not a bright soul at all. And she would tell you she did it on purpose. It isn't that she couldn't be, she just doesn't want to be because of her, the way she was raised, which was very, very poorly. And she had a friend who said to her, you know, she comes to my retreats and workshops and does weekly counseling with me. So she's working on it. And I admire her for that very deeply. And she said to me, one of her friends said to her, I don't see how you can go to a retreat and examine yourself. I just couldn't look at myself, he said. And she said, this is a part of the way a lot of her friends feel. And I have adults who are like that. So I understand this is not just a millennial problem or a Gen Y-er or Gen X-er. It's definitely a human problem. And why is this happening? Well, our egos are way out of control. In fact, we've identified with our body in totality. And when a person identifies with their body in the totality of that experience of the human body, they will miss the things that are most important. And they will never be able to liberate themselves into love ever until they come to a point where they see the one thing that is most important. And you've got to get this. Our lives are futile without love. They are futile. No matter how much money you have, no matter how many places you've been, until you can forgive and enter into that threshold of love, our lives are futile. And you will know if your life is futile because you will be living your life in a routine, going over and over in this routine, the same experiences, the same ways, experiencing everything in your world in the same old way. It is an art to let go. It is an art to forgive, and it must be accomplished or you will never, ever experience the other shore, the beauty of yourself that is beyond the ego. And most people never get there. They're not interested. I'm out of here. Thank you very much, Randy, for your very long email, but I really enjoyed it. I hope this helps some of you this weekend. This forgiveness is very, very important. I would like you to consider it. And if you have questions, just email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful one. And once again, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.